You're asking how to practice, how to live in a mission, in a temple, in a mission, and practice Raga Marga. Yes. This is the question you're asking. So I was saying that Raganuga Bhakti begins with lobha, greed, desire, icha, ruchi, taste, desire. Not ruchi after nishta. Ruchi means taste. In Hindi, ruchi means taste, attraction. Jiva Goswami says, kinchit anubhuti. Anubhuti means anubhav. You understand anubhav? Anubhav? Anubhav. Experience. Understand?
Yes.
Kincha. You know kincha? Means little. Like this kincha? Kincha anubhav. But he says in Sanskrit, kincha anubhuti. His comment on this chapter, on this section, Raganuga Bhakti. If you have slight, just slight experience, slight interest in these subjects. Oh, I really like this. I really like this teaching, this Vrindavan Leela. I like the exchanges of Krishna with gopis. I like this Prema Tattva and this Raja Leela with the gopis very much. I'm attracted. That's greed. Where does it come from? Not by practicing sadhana bhakti, not by puja, not by archan, sadhana, shravana, kirtana, vishnu. One lakh of rounds every day for 500 years. 3 lakhs of rounds every day for 500 years. Shastra parai, reading shastra 10 hours a day for 300 years. You won't get rag, you won't get greed. How do you get? Verse 309, 1, 2, 309. Rupa Goswami Pada is telling. He's saying, Bhagavat Kurunya, Bhagavat Kurunya, Bhva, Bhakta Kurunya. Bhagavat Kurunya, what's the word that means only? Mitra, what's his word that means only? In Hindi, how do you say only? Not cable, but another word begins with M. M. Matra. Matra? Yeah, it says, Bhagavat Kurunya Matra, Va Matra, Bhakta Kurunya. Only by the mercy of Krishna, Sakshatripa, direct mercy of Krishna, or by the mercy of a devotee, means a Raganuga Bhakta, you'll get. So if you go and associate with many, many Ariyan Babajis, practicing Raganuga Bhakti, and doing Manasi Seva, and doing Leela Smaran and Siddhadeyas, like Fakir Mohan, with a fakir mom, definitely. Yeah, then you will get the lova. Or, so this is the way, no other way. Many things can be said and preached. Oh, you just keep doing Vaidhi Sadhana, eventually you come. When you advance, and where telling in Shastra? A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada said, the preacher must be like a good lawyer. Have you ever heard this term? Lawyer. L-A-Y, you say, Fakil. Vakil. Va, thank you. Vakil. Thank you, Vakil. Like a lawyer. Hindi, Vakil. Lawyer goes to court. Well, judge, you know, I have this client, you know, he murdered his people. You know, he's a really nice guy, and I know him for a long time. I really know him a long time, and you should let him go. I mean, he's a really nice guy. He's got two kids. You know, he's a nice guy. He didn't do it. You know, take my word for it. You know, I'm a preacher. Take my word for it. I'm an advanced devotee. I'm a Brahmin. See, I got a Brahmin there. Case, you know, out, bogus. And get a proper lawyer. Lawyer asks, no, Your Honor, see, there was a case exactly like this in 1955. There's a ruling in the High Court in Lucknow. And then this judge so-and-so, the circumstance, acha. So Prabhupada said, preacher must be like this, he must be like a lawyer. He must quote references, must quote the histories, legal histories. So we are not lawyers, we're bhaktas, or Krishna devotees, and we're speaking Harikatha. So our Harikatha, we must quote Shastra, and we must know Shastra. We must study Shastra, know Shastra, then speak. You join today, and 2 weeks later, you're an official, you get a little badge, like a sheriff, like a police officer. I'm official preacher. Acha.
Yo.
What's your service, Prabhu? Oh, I'm a preacher. Acha. You're not the body. You should surrender to Krishna. Shari Krishna. Kandamangarti. Yeah. I'm a preacher. Do you know one shloka from Bhagavad Gita? Huh? What? Bhagavad, what? What's that? Oh, that book we sell all the time. Oh, yeah. No, I never read it. Prabhupada used to say, don't just sell my books, study my books. Read my books. I sold books for 8 years. Every day, 8 hours a day. I also studied. Prabhupada's order. Sell my books, but also study. So everything will come. So if you have the greed, automatically you'll find the way. If you want something, you'll figure out how to get it. If it's within your means. So Raganuga Bhakti, any devotee can follow the path of Raganuga Bhakti if he has greed. Beginning, he can start day one if he has the greed. Where does the greed come from? Adunaika Kripa or Praktana? Praktana Kripa or Adunaika Kripa? This is Rag Vartmana Chandrika. Rag Vartmana Chandrika by Vishnu Chakravarti Pad. It's in Hindi, Bengali, Orient, and English. And Russian. There he explains he just meets a guru in his life and immediately he has greed already to practice Raganuga Bhakti, Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. How so? Because Praktana Kripa. Praktana means previous life. In his previous life he met a Raganuga Bhakti. Bhakti, and he got the greed for Radha Krishna sadhana, bhajan. So in this life, he goes to Guru, oh, do you teach Raganuga Bhakti? That's Maya. What are you talking? No, no, I'm interested in these things. I'm attracted. No, no, no. First, you join the Bhakti program. He says, well, I've been reading these books. So that means you have to better look for another guru because. So that's called Praktana. From last life, you have the greed. Or Adunika. Adunika means new. You get in this life by the mercy of Krishna or by devotee. So once the greed comes, then automatically you'll know you have to read these books. You say, oh, I want to read these books. I want to hear these lectures. I want to associate with these devotees. That will come apnaya within the heart. It's not. No, gee, everyone's practicing Raganuga Bhakti. I guess I should practice. How do you practice? It's not like that. Everyone has a girlfriend. Gee, I don't have a girlfriend. I just like to study. I'm not that interested right now. No, no, come on. You've got to get a girlfriend. But I don't want a girlfriend. I'm busy studying. I want to go to college. No, come on, get a girlfriend. So when that desire comes inside of you, get out of my way. Just look out. You can understand. I think so. So this is a greed. It's a, you really inside within your heart you want something, and you won't take no for an answer. So if you have the greed, automatically you'll to ask the question, how do you start? It starts there. That's the very first verse of the whole discussion of Raganuga Bhakti. It begins with greed for this subject, greed for this goal of life. I want to go to the spiritual world. I want to serve Radha and Krishna. I want to serve like the gopis. Otherwise, you ask some devotees, what is your goal? To go back home, back to Godhead. Okay. Well, let me ask you another question. If Krishna comes and appears before you right now today and says to you, I know, if I ask you, you're going to say, if I ask you, what's the goal of life? You're going to say, back to Godhead, right? And you say, yeah, Krishna, right. Okay, fine. But what are you going to do when you get there? How are you going to serve me? Huh? What? I'll just go there, eat Mahaprasad and do some kirtan once in a while. I'll enjoy. No thanks. Go back. Try again. One must have some clear idea. Ananyas chintiyantumam yejana baripashate. Tesham nitya bhyuktanam yogakshinam mahamyam. 7th chapter of Gita, verse 28 or 22 or 21, something like that. Seventh chapter. Nanyas chintyantramam yejana paripashate tesham nityabhyuktanam yogakshemam vahamaham. Now with this type, you'll be, like yoga means, you'll be connected with Krishna if you're Ananya Bhakta. And for that Ananya Bhakta, Krishna gives what they, preserves what they have and carries what they like. Waham. Waham means I carry and give to you. So if the greed comes, Krishna will come and carry you. Meet this devotee. Hear from this devotee. Go to these devotees. And then step by step, you will know what to do. Krishna will guide in the heart. Generally, we see most devotees, they start with the Vaidhi Sadhana. Alone, just with some guru, or maybe alone, or they join a group in a society or a mission. Not everyone, either outside in their house with their family, they pick up the Vaidhi Sadhana. Or living as a bachelor brahmachari or whatever. Vaidhi sadhana, going on, hearing lectures, YouTube, this, that. Or they join into a mission in a very kind of organized, systematic way. Have some shape to their life, rise early, and it's a good thing, very good thing. Clean and regulated classes every day. When I joined, we had the Bhagavatam class. Then we had a Nectar Devotion class, then a Vaishnava Bhajan class, teaching Lord Chaitanya class, and then we went on book distribution. And then we stopped in the middle of book distribution. We had little tiffins, we take our prasad, and then we do some more book distribution, come home and bathe, and have one class before evening artik. We'd have a class and so maybe Bhagavad Gita or something, then evening artik, and then another class, from temple class, Bhagavad Gita. So we had like 4 or 5 classes a day, then 5-6 hours every day book distribution. This is how it started, early days. Nowadays, I don't know. This was the days of Prabhupada, was there in the mission. So you have to, if there's a will, there's a way. There's a phrase, I don't know Hindi so much, this way, idea. Apka Icha, Apka Marg, whatever. How do you say it? Huh?
Jaha means like desire.
Yeah, I understand. What's the second part?
Vaharaha.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Nice. If you have the desire, the itch, or the will, you'll find a way. You'll be in a mission, do all your duties and sevas, and all free time you'll study these books and study different books. Yes. Then they say, "What are these books?" Then, because then you can, everything will be everything is a test. Krishna's watching everyone. Krishna's helping everyone. Krishna's bringing everyone forward. So they say progress means acceptance and elimination. Translate what I said in English. I mean Hindi. You understand what I said? I'll repeat it again. Progress, you know, to go forward, to advancement, progress. Aage koro. Aage se. Progress means elimination and acceptance. You have to eliminate. If I'm parking my car here and I cannot place, now I have to give up and eliminate my parking place and accept the road if I want to get home. If I want to progress to home. Oh, I'm just going to sit in my car all night. And I'll call my wife. I'm sitting in my car, I cannot place. Can you bring a tiffin? I'm hungry, you know. So I'll just progress in your car and come home. Give up that place. No, it's a really nice parking place. I really like it. I parked my car over here. So you may park your body somewhere and keep putting money in the meter. I know in America we have meters, you know, you have to keep putting money in there. You get a ticket. Parking meter. I don't know about India. You get a ticket from the cops. So progress means elimination and acceptance. So Hindi Bhatkaru? Jorse.
प्रगति के लिए, प्रगति के लिए आपको जहां पे आप हैं उसको छोड़ना पड़ेगा, उसका त्याग करना पड़ेगा, और जो राह आपको आगे दिख रही है उसको स्वीकार करना पड़ेगा।
समझते सब लोग? समझते? Progress means elimination and acceptance. So you think about that. That's your sutra for the day. Krishna will do everything. We are Sharanagati jeeves. A bhakti, a true bhakti. What is bhakti? Bhakti has two supports. Shraddha. Shraddha, Sharanagati. What it means? Vishwas, faith, samarpan, surrender. Sharanagati means, Sharan means shelter, surrender. Samaste, you understand? We have faith, and we should have more and more faith in Krishna, and surrender more and more in Krishna, and take more and more shelter of Krishna. This is the progress of bhakti. As our faith increases, our surrender increases. As our surrender and shelter increases, our faith increases. Krishna is watching and waiting and monitoring and measuring our increments of increase in faith and increments and increase in surrender. How much are we surrendering? Yeyatam mam prapadyante tams tateva bhajamya mama vartmana vartante manasham partasaravasham. Everyone is following my way, Krishna says. That's what I've been saying for the last hour. We're all following Krishna's way. Right? Everyone is following his vartma, his path. So I'm in the Krishna Balaram temple. I'm in the Harinam party. And I'm going on. It's very good. Very, very good. Kirtaniya Sadahari. I'm in a Delhi mission and I'm doing my sevas and my preaching. Very, very good. Carry on. So, everyone's wherever they are, and you have so many duties and chores, but do you find any time to go on your cell phone and look at your Facebook or your WhatsApp or your chit chat or this, that, or I don't know what all the things I have out there? I don't even know about them. I know about email and Facebook. I don't know. I don't have what's up, what's down, what's up, what's right, what's left. What's right, what's left, what's up, what's down. What's left? They should have some site called What's Left. What's left of my life? One day gone, one day closer to death, young man. So what's left of my life? What have I done? What have I accomplished? Where am I? Where am I going? These are the things to think about, not what's up. Hey, what's up, man? What be happening, man? What's up? What's up is birth and death, man. that's what's happening. Janma mrityu dravyadi dukkha doshano darshanam. Bhagavad Gita. Birth, death, old age, and disease. And in between those four walls of the beautiful room, I live in a beautiful room. Hey, you saw my camera? Hey, both sundar, hey, man. What, Achi stereo, flat disc TV, wide screen. 48-inch, wow, big one. 60-inch, big screen, man. Heavy cricket match. Live action. Chay foot by char foot screen. Teen leg. Check it out, man. Four walls, birth, old age, disease, and death. And what's going on in the middle of the room? Dukkha and dosha. Right? And that's what Krishna says. Janma mrityu jaravyadi. Bullying. Or? Second pada? Dukkha dosha anudarshanam. Dukkha dosha darshan. You heard dur darshan? Dur darshan? How about dukkha darshan? No? Yes, no?
Yes.
You know Duke? You know Duke? As they say. You know Dosh? No Dosh? Apka Paka. Perfect. Kaler Doshan Hi Rajan Astiyaka Mahagaran Kirtanadeva Krishna Siya Mukta Sangha Param Brijet. Param Brajet. Brajet means Braja. Braja. Brajet. Means jayenge. Fatafat jayenge. Fatafat gaya. Very fast you'll go to Krishna's lotus feet. By kirtan. Kaler dosha nithi rajan asti eka maha mahagun kirtaneva krishnas krishna kirtan mukta sangha. You'll get that mukta sangha, you'll have that association. Sangha means you'll be with Muktipad, you'll be with Mukunda Sri Krishna. Param Brajet, the Paramukti, there's one mukti is Sayuja, another mukti is Vaikuntha. But Paramukti is Brajadam, Golokadam, in a Sangha of Krishna, Krishna Sangha, Krishna Sangata. This is the way. Progress means elimination and acceptance. You come to the ocean and look at it. Very nice. Ride the waves. Enter, dive, ride the waves. Gopi bhavara samvritabdi lahari kalola magna muhur vande rupa sanatana raguyago sri jiva gopalako vande rupa sanatana raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalako. That's how Srila Prabhupada sang. It's a much better, beautiful swara, and mother swara, and deep tone. Very nice tone, very nice tone, Prabhupada. But when he says Sri Jiva, he would go down, Sri Jiva. He goes down, Rupa's not Sri Jiva. And he lived with Sri Jiva. 1959 to 65, Prabhupada lived 6 years with Jiva Goswami Pad, Vilas Mandri, and Seva Kunj. We lived 3 years, we stayed in Prabhupada's Kuti. 24/7, 3 years. The old system. Now, Supreme Court law, nobody under. Those rooms before ISKCON control, and from 2010, I think, 2010, now Mandir, full control. ISKCON only come morning, little puja 1 month, and then full control. Mandir 1 month, then this guy 1 month, little puja, anajana guy. There's a law, you know, must be knowing. Naya system. But 77, 87, 97, 2007, laga laga sannyasis, different sannyasis staying there and serving Prabhupada. That is very nice. So Prabhupada, so much, Sri Jiva Gopalako. So they're saying there in this bhajan, Sadhguru Swami Ashtakam, Srinivas Acharya Prabhu. He's called Acharya Prabhu. Srinivas. Acharya Prabhu. Thakur Mahashaya Prabhu, Acharya Prabhu. Like this. Yeah, Shamananda. He's called Pandit. Pandit Shamananda, then Acharya Prabhu, then Thakur Mahashaya. Narottam. Narottam is Thakur Mahashaya. There's three great Rasik Jan. Bodhya Sampradaya, Shamananda, and Rasikananda. All Anand, all Anand. Shamananda Shishya, Rasikanand. Odian Vaishnava. Odia, I think so. Odia?
Yeah.
Odia Vaishnava. What? Param. Rasik. This Radha Shama Sundar Mandir. Vrindavan me. Odia Parampara. Shamananda Parivar. Bodh Rasik. Radharani Tilak. Egdam Sakshat. Radharani Nupur. Hare. Brajadam is a land of Raghunuga Bhakti. Saints and siddhas, and bhavas and sannyasis, and brahmacharis. So you come to the ocean, and gopi bhava rasam ritabdi lahari. Abdi means ocean. Lahari in Hindi is the same. Lahari in the Sanskrit. Lahari means waves. Taranga. Samudra taranga. Gopi bhava rasa. They were riding, they were in the ocean of Gopi Bhava. Gopi Bhava Angikara. I want everyone, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I want everyone to accept Gopi Bhava. These are teachings of Mahaprabhu. He taught Raghunuga Bhakti and Gopi Bhava. So excuse me, here in this place, are you teaching Raghunuga Bhakti and Gopi Bhava? Hey, koi nahi, man. This is not allowed. Oh, okay, thank you. Namaste. Thank you. Excuse me, are you... Seek your fortune, and you'll find. And if that comes in you, then automatically you'll carry on. You'll find the ways and the means to practice anywhere.
Is there any path like...
You cited one great devotee. He's in a mission. And sort of, in his own unique way. Externally appearing that way, but his private life is something different. I can testify, eyewitness. Because whenever he wanted to go anywhere, he couldn't take anyone from there, they took me. Because we're brothers. Everyone else around him was not a brother. They're all his chela. You know, that whole sangha, they're all his chelas. Not his brothers. So when he went, his private life is with his brothers. His public life is with his chelas.
So yeah, his disciples, followers.
Oh yeah, his followers, disciples. Yeah. Hey, he's so many disciples. Thousands, millions. So there's a perfect example of what I'm saying. Hari Nam, Bhakti Sri Bhakti. But privately, it's like all Raghunuga Bhakti, Smaran. So nothing can stop you. See, those are the examples. There you go, there's the example. Two examples that publicly, Prabhupada's books. And then they go home and read everything else. Everything's in Prabhupada's books. I know all the teachings of these two devotees. And I also know. So praktana arunika kripa sanskaras. So these great devotees set a great example of being in missions and attaining their very exalted states of Krishna bhakti. But it wasn't only by what's in the mission, they also were eclectic and they read many, many books that are not in the mission, associated with many devotees who are not in the mission. This is a fact. And this is true. And even one of the big associates even was brought into ISKCON by his own followers. And he's a Babaji. That's a very ironic thing. Sitting and giving class and I don't know if that would go on before 1977. I highly doubt it. Never saw then. That changed things. So again, just to remind you, everyone should be peaceful, grateful. How you say? Kritagya?
Kritagya.
Kritagya. Kritagya. You understand. Grateful. Oh, Krishna, you're so kind. You've given me this mission. You've given me this guru. You've given me this ashram. You've given me this seva. It's a mercy of Krishna. Don't feel angry. Oh, I'm missing something. Angry. No, everything is perfect. Everything is given by Krishna. If you lose sight of Krishna and lose sight of guru, you're nowhere. You're a blind man. Andajana. One eye, Krishna, one eye, Guru, Bas. Guru Chakshu, Krishna Chakshu. Krishna Chakshu means Shastra Chakshu. A proper devotee, progressive, advancing devotee, has two eyes. He's not one eye man. Not only Guru, not only Krishna. Guru Chakshu, Chakshu Dano Dilo Ye. You ever heard? Chakshu Dano Dilo. This is a Guru, Sri Guru Vandanam by Narottam Das Thakura Mahashaya. Param, 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 Vaishnava, param, param, bhajan. Supreme number one. Sri Guru Charana Padma, Chakru Dano Dilaye. Janmi, Janmi, birth after birth, you are my master, my teacher, my guru. It's a fact. Sadguru. He's giving me Chakshush, Guru Chakshush. Guru Chakshush and Krishna Chakshush. I have Krishna, I have Guru. Krishna's eye is Shastra. See everything through the eyes of Shastra. And Guru. Then your perfection is guaranteed. So always remember Krishna, always remember Guru. I'm grateful, Krishna, you, what I have, what's in my hand, everything in my hand is given by Krishna, including my hand that's holding everything in it. Krishna gave me the hand. Some people have no hands. Krishna, they have a hand and no fingers. Krishna gave me a hand with five fingers. I'm thankful, I'm grateful. Krishna gave me this body, this mind, this booty. And Krishna put this in my hand. This mission, this guru, this Baba, this ashram, this Radhakund, this Vrindavan, this Delhi, this Mumbai, this Orissa, this Bhuvaneshwar, this any place, New York. It's all a gift of Krishna. Matchless gifts. If you argue, counter-argument, then where are you? Nowhere. Krishna conscious means this. Always remember and be thankful and grateful to Guru and Krishna. If you have no Guru, then you search for Guru and you search for Krishna. If Krishna wants you to have Guru, you'll get Guru. That's His gift. Adi Guru, Jagat Guru, Sri Krishna. 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Uddhava Gita. Uddhava received so many teachings from Krishna on Bhakti Yoga and Archan Marg, Sadhana Bhakti, many great teachings, Uddhava Gita, Gyara Skanda, Bhagavat, 11th canto of Bhagavatam. And after those teachings, Uddhava Mahashaya is showing his gratitude. His Kritagya. Oh Bhagavan, hey Bhagavan, hey Sri Krishna, hey Krishnaji, hey Krishna. This is his friend. He says, you're so kind, you're so merciful. Acharya Chaita Vapusha Vyankti Vyankti Paramgati Vyankti Paramgati. You're so kind. Acharya Chaitya Vapusha. You're so kind that you've appeared in two forms as a Shrestha Acharya, the Guru, spiritual master, and Chaitya Guru, Paramatma. Acharya Chaitya Vapusha. Vapu means Rupam. Guru Vani Guru Vapu means the form of Guru. You've appeared in two forms. In one form as Super Soul, Paramatma, Antaryami, and one form as Diksha Guru. To do what? Vyanakti. Paramgati Vyanakti. Vyanakti means to prakat, to manifest, to show the supreme goal of life. Jai Gurudev. Jai Sri Krishna. So this is the truth. Guru and Krishna. If gratitude goes down and surrender goes down and faith goes down, bhakti nash. Bhakti finished. So everything is good.